Thanksgiving, hold the turkey. Becoming a vegetarian wasn't that hard for Harper Dutton. The 26-year-old doesn't really love the taste of meat anyway, so this summer, to help the environment, she quit. What's been more difficult is preparing to host Thanksgiving dinner. Weeks before the holiday, Dutton was practicing making stuffing without bacon or lard at her home in an Atlanta suburb. It is proving to be extremely challenging, she says. As evidence grows that eating less meat can help curb the effects of climate change, more and more Americans are preparing meat-free holiday meals for the first time. According to a Nielsen poll taken in December 2018, 61% of Americans are willing to reduce meat consumption to help offset livestock's environmental impacts. Sales of plant-based meat replacements in the U.S. have grown 31% over the past 2 years, according to a report by the data technology company SPINS, commissioned by plant-based food interest organizations. Tofurky, an alt-meat brand famous for its eponymous tofu-based turkey replacement, has barely been able to keep up with the increased demand. In February, the company had to bring in a $7 million private investment to meet production needs for 2019. We were not ready for what seems to have been the tipping point being met, says Jamie Athos, the CEO. Honestly, we didn't expect it to happen so fast. Evolving attitudes toward vegetarianism in the U.S. have contributed greatly to the plant-based industry's growth, says Adam Sprinson, author of The Vegetarian Crusade and an assistant professor of history at Marywood University in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Though some adopted vegetarianism in the 19th century simply because meat was so expensive, the practice was historically associated with movements like women's rights, abolitionism, and economic justice, casting the choice to avoid meat as a statement.